You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live. Next, featuring intimate and in-depth interviews with Black Hollywood's next edition of stars and influencers. Black Hollywood Live. Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live. Next.
Hey, y'all. Hey. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Black Hollywood Live Next. I'm your host, Kiki Ayers. With me, we have an amazing guest. I mean, we usually have guests that come through the studio all the time because that's just how we do on Black Hollywood Live. But today, we have two amazing guests. Now, the first one, she is gorgeous. No. Fellas, I know y'all were checking her out. Y'all saw her multiple sitcoms, soap operas, Soul Plane, Baby Boy. The other one is hilarious. You grew up with him, hanging with Mr. Cooper, smart guy, all that. Give it up, please. We join with Miss Angel Conwell and Mr. Omar Gooding.
Well, thank you. Round of applause for you, Omar. Okay.
I'm trying to bring Barkin
there's
back.
I missed it.
Is it fully back? It's fully back.
The verdict's out as if it's accepted or not, but he did it.
He did it. It's new.
Can we do growling too?
You do all that. You do
okay. Good. Okay. Let's make a show.
All right.
Yeah, who knew we were going to get
that? I didn't know that. You got to pay for that.
Sometimes things just.
Well, what we're doing on Next is something new where we talk about what's next in news. So what's up next in movie news is Ghostbusters 3 is confirmed.
Nice. Same cast.
Well, Paul Feig, amazing director, he actually got on Twitter on Tuesday and basically said, he said this. He said, it's official. I'm making a new Ghostbusters 3 and writing it with Katie Dupold. And she's actually worked with him on The Heat. So they're going to do the movie. They're just now writing it, but would y'all go see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I would go see it, too.
Especially if they cast some more black folk in it. just my man.
Y'all might be in it, so.
Hello. Oh, they're still writing it, huh?
Yeah, we'll see.
But I love the Twitter press release, though.
Right.
You gotta love it.
Right? That's it, yeah. He just put it on there, like, hey, y'all, we're writing it. It's coming. I was like, okay, cool. Everyone went crazy, so it worked.
Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who you gonna call?
Yeah.
Ghostbusters. Yeah, absolutely. Maybe they have a black Slimer or something. You know, black ghost this time.
If we're lucky.
Scary. That way you know he ain't gonna die.
Oh, yeah.
You live through
them. I love it. Thank you. In music news, we have Kanye West. He's designing a wedding ring for his daughter.
That is the cutest picture ever.
That is so cute. What do y'all think about that? He's designing a wedding ring for his daughter. He's working with a jeweler. He's gonna get a diamond cut ring for her to wear throughout her childhood.
So it's a wedding ring
for her to wear throughout her childhood.
Oh, like a fake one, like made of like plastic.
Well, it's not fake. Candy, it's gonna be real diamonds.
A
real diamonds.
Ring? I mean, because I thought your husband was supposed to give you
what. That's what I thought too. But
God bless
just, I guess just until she finds a husband, it's cute though.
So it's like Jesus walks.
Right, daddy has you, until he's ready to give you away.
Daddy better have an armed security guard.
It's not the ring she would have to wear once she gets married.
No. So that's why I thought it was cute because I was kind of confused by that too. Yeah,
I guess
she's gonna wear on wedding.
Buy you a ring, girl. You ought to get a ring. We're ready to go.
That's
I just one knee. That's all I need. Go ahead, Kanye. All right.
So cute.
You know she don't want a new one, though. Yeah. She don't want one from her potential husband.
Yeah, that probably happened.
Right.
I dig it.
In other news, Jay-Z throws shade at a French tourist. Now, I'm just going to let y'all watch the video because there's no way I can explain this. Y'all just got to watch the little 17-second video.
All right.
Hold on one second.
No worries, girl.
Maybe a little longer than 17 seconds.
Yes.
Maybe another 17 to cue it up. I get it.
It's coming, though.
It's funny?
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just like, okay.
Who is it? We'll find out.
He's in Paris, basically. And yeah, someone didn't know who he was.
Oh, got it.
And it's hilarious because you know how people would pay and die to be that close to Jay-Z? And they're just like, they just don't have no idea. Like, no idea.
Hilarious.
No security, like no nothing.
Well, that's funny.
He's right there, and it's just
But you know, it's a billion people in it. 7 billion was the population.
Right.
There's a lot of people in as well. Some people are very isolated. You never know.
Like,
it's very. I mean, but was it a paparazzi?
Kind of something like that. A little.
Huh.
Yeah.
No video.
okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Who is he? Meepo.
Yeah, who are you? I said no video. You didn't listen to
that. He said meatball. He said, who are you? He said meatball.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
He said he's a meatball?
That's his name, I guess.
He's
I don't know.
He said meatball.
He did. He said, who are you? And Jay-Z said, who are you? He said meatball.
Meatball. Okay, meatball.
I mean,
who are you there for? I mean, why is the camera on if you don't know who it is?
Who are you? Whatever you want.
Who are you? He probably maybe he was talking to the security dude. Like, yeah. Who are you talking about no camera? We ain't here to film you.
Right.
We trying to get Jigga.
Right.
It seemed like
he was responding to the guy that asked who he was.
Absolutely. I'd be trying to just get people.
Yeah, Jay-Z said, who are you?
I'm trying to help the brother out. If you work for TMZ, I know
they love that. It didn't necessarily seem like he was mad.
He's like, who are you?
Yeah. The question, who are you? And nobody ever really got an answer.
He said meatball. Looked at him like, okay, I'm just gonna let it go. Meanwhile, you see Beyonce in the background still taking pictures. She was so.
She's kind of like oblivious thing. We saw her in the elevator. She acted like she wasn't even there.
Until somebody almost stepped on that dress. I was like, hold up now, see. Now we playing games. I'm playing games with my dress.
I love it.
She's Queen B.
Mm. Well, that was it for what's next. We're gonna get into our interview with our beautiful guest. So,
stop it. So crazy.
Well, my first question is for both of you. I want to know, and you can start, Angel. Let's go. Ladies first.
Okay.
Just want to know when was that moment when both of you decided, you know, I want to be an actor? Was it something you saw, a movie you saw, something you heard? Can you tell us about that experience?
Well, it kind of led up for me. Why are you laughing? She says ladies first.
No, I know. I don't know why you even looked at me. I was looking at you to hear the story. And then you looked at me like, you going to say something?
No. I want you to... Can he go first?
No, because
he
did this big show.
She said my high voice.
No, I don't know about that.
That high octave?
No, it's all you.
For me, it was honestly when... it was a build up. I've always been a big fan of acting. So it was the only thing that made time kind of disappear for me. But it was when I was at a convention in Atlanta. And I was in a competition, a drama, a comedy competition. And I saw that the audience was really responding well to my performance. They were laughing. And I was just getting a really, really big response. And it made me happy. And I was like, well, this is what I like to do. And this is a form of healing people. So I think I can intertwine this. And I can act and they can enjoy. And then, you know, it's a way of healing. Because at first I thought I wanted to be a doctor. But then I realized that wasn't going to work. Hmm. I didn't like the sight of blood. And
right.
I didn't like hospitals and a whole lot of things. So I was like, that's not going to work. So it was that moment. That was the defining moment when I was like, I definitely want to pursue this.
I'll wait.
Right. I was like 11, 10 or 11.
Nice. No, I was just going to say, that must be a black thing, because I want to be a doctor too.
Did you?
Like, you always.
It's the Cosby. Well, it's the Cosby.
It's the Cosby. There it is.
I watched a lot of Cosby's. And my aunt, she was a respiratory therapist. And I thought I wanted to do it. But the thing was, I wanted to heal people. I wanted to help make people better. But that wasn't going to happen the way I felt.
You got
the
sight of blood.
That ain't going to happen.
Is that blood? Mm-mm. We don't do that.
That's awesome.
So that was the defining moment. But I mean, there's, a series of situations that led up to it. But
definitely.
Like what?
See, here we go. Now he's interviewing me.
No, Omar
Gooding. It's your turn.
No, from like what I'm saying was I had that aspiration as a young child, but doctor. And they said, well, doctor, you gotta go to college, you know, and you gotta go to medical school. So you can get this check right now, smile over there, and bam, you know what I'm saying? And that's what happened to me. It was weird too, because I remember I used to watch Star Search. Remember Star Search?
Oh yeah.
And then they had Kids Star Search.
Yeah.
And I remember watching Kids Star Search, and they had the two kids come out, and they sat in chairs opposite each other. Was a table, and they just literally just sat right there, and they were like, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. Hey, so am I. I'm sad now. I'm happy now. I remember looking and going, I can do that.
Right.
I swear to God, I had that one quick thought, and then like a week later, I brought a script in to my brother's agency, because he was already acting for a few years before I started. And I went to go pick up a script, rather. From his agent. My agent saw me and said, hey, kiddo, would you like to go out for an audition? You got a great smile. And I was like, yeah, sure. You know, and I went to my mom. I said, please. She said, no. I said, please, look, I want it. That's your brother's thing. No. I said, well, look, you're too young. No. I said, come on, please. Okay, fine. Try it. and we'll see how you go. So I went on 2 auditions in 1 day and booked one. And nice. that was my argument.
Beginner
I said, Mama, look, I got you. Exactly. Tell it like it is. Because I was like, I was so good. I was like, no, nigga, that was lucky. How did you booked one? What? Yeah, no, it is very rare. Like, you know, for people starting out, you're not going to book 1 out of 2 of your first auditions. And if you do, God bless yourself. Yeah. But it, and for me, it was just no looking back after that.
And how old were you?
I was 10-ish.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Just young.
10-ish.
Made me feel like I just wasted my whole life.
No, well, that was just, you know, I was a McGruff the Crime Dog industrial film. I felt like I'd made it. You know, I was just like, oh, what am I doing with all this money? Like, that whole $100? Okay, look, $50 is going in your, you know, you ain't going to be able to touch that till about 18. So.
Right.
But yeah.
It's in a trust fund.
It's right. In a trust. Thank you. Okay, I'm just going to put it in a, what's it called? But trust me, I spent it. No. Okay.
You want to eat tonight? Yeah, or?
You eat now, you eat half of it now.
Right.
That's for later.
Beautiful. So, Angel, I know you grew up in South Carolina, and you were the first African-American student body president.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's cute.
Body president. That's what's
up. Tell me about that experience, because when I read that, I was like, okay, so that just tells me there wasn't a lot of black people.
Oh, no, there was.
There was?
No, not at the school. Okay. It was a predominantly white school. It was very, maybe about 5, a handful of minorities at the school.
Wow.
And that was, you know, through K through 5, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to a different type of school.
Right.
But, I mean, it wasn't very universal. It wasn't mixed. It wasn't that type of situation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was the first black student body president. It was a big deal at the time.
Oh, yeah.
It was a big deal. And, you know, I was young. I mean, it was elementary school.
You aren't really getting it. Like,
it set the tone. Right. It just kind of, it showed exactly, why are you always
I'm sorry. No, I'm still at the question.
He's laughing
I hear
at
it differently
me.
Than people. I said, if you were the president, there must not be a lot of black people there. How did that, the black girl. We'll go with the black girl. Do it, girl. Do it. Smile.
That was her. Just the fact that she was the first.
The first?
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
Obama.
He's always thinking comedy. He always sees the comedy in a situation.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
Cool.
Right.
I can respect it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's just hard to answer when he's over there like
next time you sit by me.
Next time, right? I mean. So that's, you know.
Oh, it was, thank it you,
was,
honey.
It was good. It was good. And I honestly, right after that, I left and moved to LA. So
nice. You're like, I set history here. I'm moving on.
I made my history.
Right.
You know, I made my mark here.
Go, girl.
I'm moving on.
You
but
go,
hopefully,
girl.
I can actually go back. I want to go back and see what's going on over there with the children.
Right.
That's what's up.
That'd be cute.
I would
go
like
back
that.
And be like, y'all can
some
do
of
it.
My, some of the same teachers are still there. I checked into it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
They're still alive? No, it was a long time ago.
They're staying alive. It was not that long ago. I mean, like 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. I'm older than you. I'm a lot older than you.
20 years ago.
I don't think my elementary kids are still.
Math isn't his strong suit.
Well,
I know. Water is, though. I didn't think it was coming about 18 times. They're like, ain't just water in there. It's water. It's water. My mama watching. It's water, mama. It's water. Trust me.
Well, I know you both started, you know, basically at a young age, a lot younger than a lot of people start acting. How was it to manage your career with, like, the perks of being a teenager and a young adult?
Tough.
Give me some examples.
He was ready.
Tough.
Tough.
It was tough. Period. It was hard.
What was hard about it? But can we elaborate?
Well, I mean, we as people, we're not, you know... How much time we got? No. Tough to manage being a so-called celebrity or
manage
just a lifestyle?
Yeah, just with the childhood, with like trying to be a regular
kid. I mean, I always had fun. I mean, you know, again, that's the main thing with me.
I
like,
see
when
that.
I got into
okay.
it, you know, my brother was like, if you're not having fun, brother, don't do it. You know,
okay.
So for me, it was like, it was a job, but I kind of always had in the back of my mind, I'm going to do this for now, and then we'll see what happens later.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then I got very lucky. You know, I landed a regular series that went for 5 years, and another one went for 3 years, and another one for 5 years. You know, so it was just work. And then I'm out of high school. Like, you going to college? I'm like, have you seen my bank account? What for what? You know, and
right.
It just kept going. So I missed out on a lot of things that normal kids would do. You know, I didn't follow sports as much. I was like, who cares? You know, but I became a Laker fan later in life. And then I found out, oh, man, you were bandwagon because since you was 4 years old, you were watching Lakers? No, but when I started watching, when I had the time to watch it, then, yeah, I started watching basketball. But you know, I've had a ball, so I'm trying to manifest. I'm trying to make up some tough times as far as being in the business. But it's been
our journeys were really different. I think we started around the same age, but you kind of started working right initially. I was right. I actually had to, you know, it was
she hasn't had to work for her.
No, I did book something initially, but it wasn't long lasting. Right. It was like a recurring character, and it was only for like a year or two, and it was one of those. It was very sparse, you know. So I wasn't working regularly, so I was auditioning a lot, getting rejection a lot. Mm-hmm. She's not. It was for a long time, honestly, up until it came, and my agent and my manager would always say, "You'll come into your own. You'll come into your own." Mm-hmm. And I remember not quite understanding what that meant. And now I get it. I get it because I was young. I had a little baby face, but I had a woman's.
Body.
At a very young age, I had like a woman's body, but a baby face, and right. I was going through like acne. I was just going through a very awkward phase, mm-hmm. so I hadn't come into my own. See, he's always laughing. I'm telling you, this is what we do.
There you go, girl.
So my journey was different. It was, you know, I really had to stay focused. I'd never really had a chance to party and get into anything because a lot of people ask me how I stayed, you know, on track and never got into any of the things that we hear about, you know, the negative
smoking,
things,
drinking,
all of that partying, stuff, the partying side of things, which can totally throw you off your course.
Absolutely.
But I had to, you know, constantly stay focused because it really wasn't, I didn't have the opportunity to because I wasn't working. It's a different vibe if you're constantly working like a regular on a show like you were. And if you're like a struggling actor, it's a little bit of a different vibe. No.
Absolutely.
So for me, you know, it's good to have the two perspectives, I think, because, you know, everybody's journey and their path is going to be different, you know?
Well, it's a blessing to be, you know, to continue to be in this business when you started at such a young age.
Right. In general.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Were you expecting shows like Hanging with Mr. Cooper and Smart Guy to be as big as they were?
Not at all.
How was that?
I don't even think they hit me how big they were until like recently. You know, I'll do Wild and Crazy Kids, Hang on Mr. Cooper, Smart Guy. Then I did a movie called Baby Boy. And now people walk up and say, "Oh man, I loved you in Wild and Crazy Kids. That was my favorite thing." And I go, "Really? That's the last thing you watched?"
That's
like,
"You
used to be on TV." Like, I'm still on TV. But thanks. But you know, some people, that's what they grew up watching. That's what they watch.
Everything you've been involved with is classic, I would say. You always leave a touch of classic.
I leave it there. I don't bring it nowhere else. So I leave all the class at that particular
At the class.
And Angel, I'm glad you shared your story because there's so many people trying to be an actress and they always get rejected and they know how to take that. So like, how was it for you? What made you keep going when you kept hearing no over and over and over again, especially at a young age?
I'm just very stubborn. I'm like, oh really? No, no. So you think I'm not good enough? You really?
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I'm not good enough. Okay, they're gonna think I'm. You don't think I'm good enough either. No, not you either. Oh, you don't think I'm pretty enough? Oh, well, I'm too chunky. What? I heard it all. You know, I just honestly was just extremely tenacious and persistent, and I had, and still have, and still have a vision in my spirit and my mind. So that's kind of what kept me going. I just always make sure that my vision is bigger than just myself.
Right.
So when things are tough, it's the truth.
Yeah.
I really have to.
That was the truth.
When things get tough, sometimes you know. I mean, of course, I pray. I keep my faith in a book of some sort, mm-hmm. just to keep myself. You know, I don't know. I try to stay on track. I'm definitely not perfect at all, so I don't want to make it sound like that, but I'm trying to get it together.
Did
you know,
a shock on my face when she said that?
What?
I think you're perfect.
Coming out the comedies.
Definitely not though, but you know, I do my best.
Yeah, yeah. She's still got her head on her shoulders, you know.
And it's a big one. I mean, that's hard.
Just keep it. It is tough.
You're so wrong.
just a little wrong.
Well, you're both in Baby Boy. Did you guys know each other before that?
Yeah, about a year.
Yeah, sort
year?
Of.
How'd you meet?
Through mutual friends.
Okay.
I used to throw a lot of parties at my house.
Yeah.
So, had fun, you know, had a good time.
And he was always really mean, I think. Weren't you?
That was my, like, a little 12th grader, like, not 12th grader, but like, you know, like a little kindergartner, and, you know, I punch him when you like him type of thing. So every time she'd walk in, I'd be like, "What's up?"
He was How a Superman. Doing? I was like, gosh.
It's good.
To you too, mister.
Yeah. Then I started working out, and she was like, hey, I see you working out. I was like, hey, oh, you see that? Oh, you saw that, huh?
He's making up stories.
I'm making up stories?
I remember specifically.
You said,
we started working together. We started working together.
That was before that.
This guy.
She don't remember. She don't remember.
He had, like, he came from the gym with the baby oil on. She was like, Omar.
Angel's here. I was like, what? Let me hold on. Come outside. What's happening? What's happening? See if she noticed the muscles. No, and then the first day the table read for baby boy was cool. And it was funny too, because I saw her, I actually saw a friend that she was with, and I saw her outside, and I went to go say hi to her, like, oh, what are you doing here? She's like, I'm with Angel. And I was like, oh, yeah, hey. And I was like, hey, so what's going on, girl? What you? She said, I'm here to play Snoop's girlfriend. And I was like, oh, Snoop's girlfriend. Oh, that's interesting. I'm thinking, I was like, I don't remember Snoop having a girlfriend. And
then we got confused. In there.
She was a little confused. I didn't mean to throw you on the bus like that. But it's just what it was. And then, we got in there and she's sitting and sat her right here. I said, I think you playing my girlfriend in the film. And we started reading. She was like, oh, thank God. Not a knock against Snoop. You probably don't remember that either.
I don't.
But just thank God, because we already had a relationship with friends. So it's like, okay, this would be a little less awkward for me. But hey, that's how I remember it. I trust you. I tell you, that's what I remember.
Well, you know, same story, different perspectives.
Right. Let me hear yours.
But his perspective is probably more accurate, because I don't really remember. My memory is very...
Minus the baby oil in the gym.
Selective. Baby oil, definitely. Selective memory. We all have a little bit of selective memory.
Church.
Don't we?
Church.
Mm-hmm.
That's out of deep, isn't it? Don't we? Me and me underneath. Mm-hmm. Something you forgot. I get that.
I'm sorry. Omar, you don't just act. You're also a rapper and a comedian, as we can see.
Yes.
Do you ever feel like it's hard just because you started off acting? Do you feel like people try to just box you into acting at all?
I give a lot of the praise for that to John Singleton, because he saw in me what... Now, in high school, I did drama and comedy. Okay. I was in the DTASC, the film festival... the drama film festivals... Let me try this one more time. The drama festival in high school.
Okay.
So we would do a fall festival, then we do a Shakespeare festival. And long story short, I was in every one, and I finally won one at the in college. In my senior year. I'm all over them. Sorry. Ooh, my coffee's wearing off. So I knew that I could do both, but one... Yeah, your coffee. I knew I could do both, but one paid the bills, and that was it. And it was really hard. We can just talk about this. It was really hard to book... an acting job that wasn't comedic growing up. When you come from the vaudeville type of slapstick comedy that we grew up, you know, sitcoms, the original sitcom. We're going to talk about our sitcom that we're doing now, which is a throwback
family
to that.
Time.
We're
family
going into
time.
That next, actually.
I
so,
good segue.
Yeah, that was perfect. It was barely the next question.
So it was tough for me to be taken seriously for those type of roles. And John Singleton, when he called me up, he said, man, I saw you in this film. And it was called Freedom Song. And I had one scene where I'm sitting at the lunch counter, and it's about the sit-ins in Mississippi. And our point was to get arrested. And once we got arrested, I made like this one little mean face, and that was it. Like, oh, all right, we got arrested. And he said, that scene right there, and you made this one face, and I said, you're going to be Sweet Pea and Baby Boy. And I was like, okay, cool, send me the script. I read the script, I was like, what the? Like, really? From that one look? You know what I mean? And then
you did have a mean look in the movie, that I believe, right?
So from that point through 6 months of working out, blah, 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 all the time, the fueled me. People kept saying, oh, man, you playing Sweet Pea? Good luck. Can't wait to see that. You know, like, ha, 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 giggle, giggle. And I'm sitting there going, all right, all right. You know what I mean? So people go, why'd you do that? So I've completely rambled past your original question.
I love it.
But the transition, for me, it was a shock that he saw that in me. And I was just saying, internally grateful for that.
And that just keeps you going with other things that you want to do and not limiting yourself. That's your point.
Exactly. Boom.
Boom.
She's good. I like that.
She's good.
And Angel, is there anything else that you want to do that you're just kind of afraid that people will try to box you into just acting?
No.
Good. I love it.
No. No fear.
No fear? Because I heard that little melody earlier. I was like, oh, shit.
Well, there may be a little fear there.
you got to sing?
No fear. No. I'm seeing... See? At some point, maybe.
Yeah. At some point, do a maybe. Collaboration?
We're
both have musical backgrounds.
Right, of course,
funny.
Yeah.
They've been more like hobbies. I think if it was a necessity, you know, if I was working at McDonald's but could sing, I'd have cut a couple albums by now.
He's actually really, 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 you know, a great rapper, rhymer, lyricist, hip hopper. He can sing too, but you know, whatever. I won't know when. But me with the singing is more, you know, it's more of a hobby. I think yours is a little more than a hobby. No,
Shake a sign.
I believe it. I just heard a little bit. I was like, she can definitely sing.
Maybe one day. You never know. Right. You know. We let life.
Coming soon.
Boom. Family time.
She's right. Y'all going to do a soundtrack?
My character, she never knows really what she wants to do in life. Right. Well, she might. You never know. You never know. Bentley and them might write something in.
I'm glad y'all talking about that, because we're going to talk about that right now. Cool. Season 2, October 14th. Got to check it out, 10 p.m.
10 p.m. Yes. Oh, bounce.
October 14th.
I love that. Bounce.
I love bounce, too.
I love the way you bounce when you said bounce.
Bounce, baby. Bounce TV is the first over-the-air broadcast network for African Americans. Mm-hmm. It is the first and only. Now, a lot of people hear that and go, wait a minute, I can think of a couple other networks that have black television programming. Right. And the thing is, you got to have cable in order to see them. Right. Bounce TV is free.
Complimentary.
All you got to do is have a television and an antenna. That's it. Then you go buy an antenna. How do I get Bounce? I don't get to see the. Go to Target. Go to Walmart. Go to wherever. $10. Just say, I need an antenna for my television. Plug it in the back. And then you turn it. Tune in if you're on the West Coast to 13.2. And you can see Bounce.
And if you have Verizon Fios, I think you get it on 462 or 467.
Absolutely.
One of those channels. And a lot of people actually have it. If you just start playing around with your TV, you never know. You might,
right?
You might be there. Because I was playing around with someone's TV and it was there and they didn't know they had it. You know.
Well, it's only hard to find on the West Coast.
Yes, it's really? Very, very nationwide.
Go Midwest, go to East Coast, you can see it. Yeah, okay. Atlanta,
fly out for the premiere. If you can't get it here, just hop on a flight.
Go see your auntie.
Yeah, good to see you. Family time.
We're gonna fly out there for Tuesday, October 14th, 10 p.m.
Every Tuesday, we shall be back.
So season one was amazing. What was it about the show that was like, I have to come back, I have to sign up for season two, I want to stay on?
The paycheck. you know, there's so many things that we have to talk about, to touch on.
I mean, the honesty.
We only did 6 episodes in the
first
season.
Right, of course, because it's shorter and a pilot and like all that. You see how it does, right?
You know.
You get it.
Yes.
Right? You get it. So we just touched on a little bit of everything in the first 6. The second season, we expanded on that. The family got a little larger. We brought in both of our parents. Yeah. We got a great guest cast. Yeah. I can ramble the names. We'll do that a little bit later. We got a ton of funny people. Yeah. Ton of funny people that we had to like kind of reel in. Like we would just go. Bentley is awesome because he would let us just go.
Right.
He would say, okay, stick to the script because we worked hard on these scripts. So stick to the script for the like first take, second take. Okay, we got it. All right, turn them loose.
Do your thing.
You know what I mean? And then we would just let it fly. And then he would just let, I mean, some takes would just keep going. And we, you know, don't cut. Let's just see what we get out of this. So it made it real exciting and fresh for us. I'm excited to see the final cut and see what made it, what didn't. You know, our own jokes. We would be backstage going, how about this? You like this one? Well, try it. That'll work. Do it. And then, you know, everybody would laugh and it'd be awesome. So really excited about this season.
All right. How about you, Angel?
Same thing.
Yeah,
exactly. If I said anything more, I would be doing too much.
No, I didn't say anything.
I'm excited. I just like some of the subject matter we tackle. You know, with the technology. Right. You know, we feel like we're not getting enough quality time. We're not communicating enough. Not enough one-on-one time. And we realize everybody's always constantly in their phone, which is very present day.
Another thing, if you don't mind me, this second season, we kind of dealt with more of the parents' perspective and the raising kids, as opposed to like in the first one, we dealt with more of the kids that go, what's going on with the kids? What are they learning? What are they watching? This type of thing. We touched on that a little bit in the second season, but we really had a chance to expand our roles. Mm-hmm. Like, tell me about your role specifically as a black woman, because you make a very good point.
I just feel like it's in general the character, the way she was written, she's layered, you know, she's a wife, so she has you know, her connection and relationship with her husband. She's a sister, so she has her connection and relationship with her sisters. She's the baby sister at that, so it's going to be completely different from how she is around Tony, who played by
Owen. I basically just meant, like, you know, when you see these reality shows, and how they're portraying black women these days, it's really refreshing the image that we're portraying as far as the black women.
Yeah, I feel like she's, you know, she's an authentic representation of women, but especially African-American women, how, you know, we're dynamic, we can do many things, you know, we have a lot of different layers, and
she's
Claire Huxtable
in skinny jeans.
Yeah, skinny jeans don't look that good on me, but you know, I try.
Way in here, fellas. Call number one.
And Claire Huxtable had a job. Like, she's a little gypsy when it comes to her work. You know, her job. She can't. She's not necessarily sure. You know what it is she wants to do. So she's always dibbling, dabbling, and she's selling beauty products, or she's doing prepaid legal type things. But when it comes down to it, she's there for her family, and she's a strong woman, and she's a strong representation. And I'm really, 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 really excited about that, because I've been extremely particular with the types of projects. As I mature, you know, I'm a lot more aware of what I attach myself to, and it excites me.
Right. What you say no to is basically more important than what you say yes to.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
But it's real, dog.
Right.
That's why I think the storyline's really real. Like, you know,
there's
one instance where I buy, like, a diamond necklace for my mom. Yeah. And I've never bought diamonds for my wife. And I said, girl, I bought you this house. What you talking about? You know what I mean? And from a woman going, like, please. Yeah, but all the guys are going, like, oh, well, I don't get it. But those are the type of arguments you have. So we work through it in very comedic ways. So it's a lot of good stuff.
Okay, so is it difficult? Because you guys kind of grew up, like, you know, or play the roles of, like, children or young adults, but now your parents. Is that difficult?
That is crazy. Neither of us have kids, so you know, we're just like, I guess this is how it would be. I was getting whooping, so do we whoop? We don't beat kids no more. We don't beat the kids.
They don't, right?
Tony, his character does.
Right. I try. I chase him, but that's about it. We can't cross that line,
right?
Especially with the stuff going on today.
The evolution process, though. You mean as far as playing parents now? Right. I think it's a blessing, to be able to still be working and doing.
Yeah. I get offended, honestly. If someone say, you know, if I don't hear that, you don't look old enough to have kids, that's I get upset. You know, it's like not getting carded after 30. Like, you don't want to see my ID? That type of thing. So, you know, but
I know there was a thing with me where they thought I was too young at first to play a mother of two. Right. But you know, there's a lot of, you know, youthful mothers that
you see our mamas, please.
Right.
Yeah.
People like, that's your mommy. Your
sister. My mama looked good.
Okay.
So, how do you guys relate to your characters? How do you relate to Tony? How do you relate to Lisa in real life? Like, do you have any similarities?
Yeah, the fun side of him. He wanted to be the king of his castle, you know, wanted to be respected for the things he does. Like, you know, I walk into the house, my character rather walks into the house, and he's not acknowledged as the provider, the breadwinner. The kids got their face, you mentioned this earlier, in their, you know, in their iPhones and their tablets and whatnot. I'm like, hello, you know, we're getting a little too caught up in this, that type of thing. You know, I see that side of me. I think if I had kids, I'd definitely relate to it. Be like, oh, yeah, no, y'all got to respect me. Get up out the way. Daddy's home type of thing. But, yeah, that, as far as my character's concerned, that's how I feel.
Yeah. I really feel like I relate to Lisa in so many ways. The way she handles situations, the way she is with her in the relationship, sometimes she seems like things can go over her head, and I'm a lot like that as well, I think. And then, you know, she's very smart at the same time. She's sharp.
She is.
She's sharp as a tack, you know? Sharp. I do relate to Lisa. You know, I can't really explain exactly why. I just connect with the character, and I feel like when I'm reading the scripts, I literally feel like it would be something I would say. Right. You know,
Bentley Kyle Evans.
Yeah,
that's the
creator and executive producer of the show.
Yeah,
and director.
Director.
Yeah, and you know Bentley Kyle Evans. Right. he also did Martin in the Jamie Foxx show.
Right, amazing. Yes.
Yeah, first person to have two shows running at the same time on different networks.
Yep.
We got really, really great people involved, from the writers to the producers and the actors. Yeah, it's exciting. Lynn Whitfield plays my mother. Lawrence Hilton Jacobs plays my father. Paula J. Parker plays my sister. Tangerine Martin, Clayton Thomas. Christopher Williams. He's hilarious. He plays Omar's brother on the show, and him and his wife, who's played by Erica Schaefer. Hilarious. It's just funny. It's just funny. You gotta see it. Right. Honestly, you just gotta see it because
Ronnie Perry.
Every Tuesday, 10 p.m.
Every Tuesday, starting October 14th, 10 p.m.
Right.
Yes. Still naming and then
Miguel Nunez Jr. That's my dog.
Yeah, and then some newer faces that are. Awesome.
I wanted to talk about that too because I know you guys have a lot of amazing special guests this season. So like, can you tell us a little bit, give us some like a little bit of spoilers without getting yourself in trouble?
Well, we've added a barbershop scene, not just a scene but a set. So we have a couple of episodes where we're in the barbershop, so we have that kind of barbershop feel. I did do the barbershop series. It was kind of we added that.
We have some fun stuff. There's, you know, I think there's an episode where, you know, Lisa doesn't feel like they do enough. Like basically things are getting a little bit boring in the relationship, so they try to spruce it up and go on some dates. Remember that episode?
There's a lot of fun, cool
little things that we do and places we go. It's just really exciting, and I don't remember the original question about guest cast.
The accident that you have, and then we brought in that was Miguel. We have a poker scene. We brought in Al Shearer. Wasn't his name Hits or something?
Or he was on a show named Hits.
I think so.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah. But like I saw that interview. Listen.
Right.
But yeah. Very excited about the second season.
Right. Yeah. Me too. It sounds amazing. It so yeah. y'all got to make sure to check it out.
Ex-boyfriend showing up, trying to, you know, get back in, you know.
Literally.
You know, it's really my sister deals with the issue where she thinks she's can't have children, so infertility. I mean, so there's some
issues. And the other sister is gay. I was thinking for the PC word. She's a lesbian. So we deal with current issues
with people and how people, you know, respond to you know, situations.
Yeah, we try to take these situations that families deal with, and I would say make light of them, but be able to laugh.
I love it.
And get through these situations. Yeah. So, well, look, they did it. You know, I always see that episode, you know, where like, it's time to have the talk with your parents or whatever. Right. I'm like, I've never had a talk with my mom.
Me neither.
I don't even know what that means. Yeah. You know, or you find a condom, find something and say, oh, well, how do I discuss this? And then, you know, you'll see the scene where we're going, I don't know, you talk, I'll talk. Okay, fine. I'll sit them down, fine. You know, and then we deal with it in a very comedic way. So, hey, if you love to laugh, tune in to Family Time.
Yeah. All right. So any upcoming projects you guys are working on outside of this that people can check you out on or look for?
Always something or another. You go first.
Okay. Percentage is a film that I did about a year ago, me, Ving Rhames, and Cameron. We are doing the sequel to that in January. And I have a couple other films that I did that, you know, I can't think of right now at the top of my head. I still do music. Big O album is dropping in December.
Nice.
I'm going to put a mixtape out at the end of November. So look out for that.
I will.
I'll just keep it focused on October. We're in October right now.
Okay.
October 26th, I have a movie coming out on, it's actually a TV movie called Life's Journey. And I play the wife of a man who, he has an affair, he loses his job, and we just start going through we go through some really rough times. And it shows the journey of us working through that and, you know, having a new child. And it's a very good movie and it's very relevant. It's called Life's Journey. Like I said, I play Trisha Life. And that's going to be on UpTV October 26th.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, congrats to both of you.
On the Young and the Restless.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, you can always tune into The Young and the Restless.
Okay. Yeah. Congrats to both of you. Both projects sound amazing. So we're going to check that out. So where can the people find you? Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff.
Twitter for me and Instagram, Angel, A-N-G-E-L-L, Conwell, C-O-N-W-E-L-L. And my Facebook is All Angel. Look at these pictures.
Right.
All Angel, A-L-L-A-N-G-E-L-L. Goodness gracious me. I was surprised in that picture. You were surprised.
That is a good one.
Aww. Had that crooked smile. That J. Cole crooked smile.
That is awesome. Omar Gooding. The Omar Gooding at Twitter and Facebook, and at Omar Gooding for Instagram.
And you can find me at Kiki Ayers, KIKIAYERS, on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Black Hollywood Lives. Okay. Next, make sure to check them out.
Family Time,
Bounce TV Tuesdays
Hashtag
at 10 p.m.
TV.
All that. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Check. His cup is empty.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Black Hollywood Live.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.